Good evening. As we saw last week with the changing of Avram and Sarai's names to Abraham and Sarah, there is great significance to the selection of names. This week, we meet their son Yitzchak. The literal translation of the name is, he will laugh. There are several references to laughter in the early days of Yitzchak's life, as well as before he was born. In last week's parasha, Hashem informed the elderly Avraham that his elderly wife, Sarah, would soon bear him a child. The Torah tells us, Vayipol Avraham al panav vayitzchak. Avraham fell on his face and he laughed. Vayomer belibo, and he said to himself, Halaven me'ashana yivaleid, can a 100-year-old father a child? Din Sarah havastishim shana teleid, and can Sarah, who's 90 years old, can she have a child? Hashem went on to assure him that he would have a child, and he told him that you would name the child Yitzchak. The Medrash says it was that the name Yitzchak was because of this laughter. In this week's parsha, three malachim, three angels, come to visit Avraham, and once again, Avraham is told the malachim reiterated the prophecy that he had already heard. So the malach, who he doesn't know as a malach, says to him, Shoboshu elecho ka'es chayah, I will return to you at this time. Binevein l'sar yishtecha, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. V'sarah shomath pesach ha'olah v'acharav, and Sarah, who was in the tent behind him, heard this. V'avram v'sarah zekenim ba'im ba'yomim. Avram and Sarah were old, they were advanced in years. Chodal yos v'sarah arach kanoshim. Sarah was past the prime of women giving birth. Vatitzchak Sarah b'kirbo lemar. Sarah laughed herself, saying, "Achrei v'losi haisali edna v'anizakein. After I've withered, will I again have delicate skin? And my husband is old." So Sarah goes on to tell us, "V'yomer Hashem al Avraham, lama zeh tzachak ha-Sarah? Why is Sarah laughing? Lemar ha'afamin eleid v'anizakanti. Why does she say, can I even give birth when I'm old? Hey, Polemi Hashem Davar, is there anything Hashem can't do? Lamoida Shobul Echo Kaifchaya Vasaravain. The next year I'll come back and Sarah will have a child." So he's asking, anything Hashem can do anything, so why is Sarah laughing? So here you see two people heard the same prophecy. Avraham laughed and Hashem said nothing. Sarah laughed and is criticized by Hashem. What's the difference? If Sarah is criticized for doubting the truth of the prediction, why isn't Avram? So actually, there's laughter and there's laughter. Unkelus gives two different translations to the Hebrew word for laughter. When Avram fell on his face, so Unkelus writes, Unfal Avram alapohi vachadi. Avram fell on his face, vachadi, and he was happy. We have the word chedva, happiness. When Sarah fell, it says, So Uncle says, "Bachayichas Sarah." Bachayichas means she mocked. So we can see why Sarah was criticized by Hashem while Avram wasn't. Avram believed it, so he laughed for joy. Sarah didn't believe it, and she needed to hear Hashem's reprimand. Ayipolei Hashem Dovar, is there anything Hashem can't do? Now this is kind of surprising because if we look a little bit further on, we see the Torah says, "Vatera Sarah." As Ben Hagar Hamitzras as she yaldalus Abraham mitzachek, Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian whom she had born to Abraham mitzachek. Again, we see this word mitzachek of laughter, which Unkelus translates as mechayech, the same word as Sarah mocking. Rashi quotes interpretations that he was engaging in idol worship, promiscuity, and or murder. Since Yishmael had turned into such a scoffer, mocking the teachings of his father, Sarah insisted that Avram banish the boy and his mother, lest they become a negative influence on Yitzchak. Sarah's request was endorsed by Hashem. Hashem said to Avram, "Kol asher tomar elecha Sarah shema b'kola, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her voice." And Rashi brings the Gemara that says, that what does it mean, b'kola, listen to her voice? B'kol ruach ha-kodesh shebo, you should listen to her ruach ha-kodesh. Listen to the divine inspiration of Sarah. Rashi points out here that we see from this that Sarah had a greater level of prophecy than Abraham. She was a higher level in terms of prophecy. So here you see, it's kind of interesting that you have these two people, both hear the same prediction from Hashem, and the lesser prophet
Abraham laughed for joy, while the greater prophet, Sarah, ridiculed it. So for the answer, we have to look back at the actual situation. Abraham was having a vision, clearly a communication from Hashem. Hashem was speaking to him directly. Of course he believed it. Anyone would believe a direct communication from Hashem. On the other hand, look how Sarah heard the news. Three strangers walking through the desert, invited to dinner by Abraham. Yes, they were angels. But did Abraham and Sarah know they were angels? They walked in the door. They had dirty feet. They ate food. They looked for all the world like exactly what they were disguised as. Three wandering nomads. Very nice. One of the strangers made what seemed nothing more than a well-meaning, if naive, blessing. Next year may you have a child. Of course she laughed. She was almost 90 years old. She was well past menopause, and even in her premenopausal years, it would have been impossible because she was physically incapable of bearing children. Now, had she known it was an angel speaking who was giving a nevuah, a message from Hashem, could there be any doubt that she would have accepted it? Of course she would have believed the prophecy. She heard the same way Abraham did. That's why Abraham laughed with joy, because he heard it from Hashem, whom he could rely upon, and she laughed in disbelief because it came from these three naive strangers. Now it all makes sense, right? Abraham believed because he knew the message was from Hashem, and Sarah rejected the message because she thought it was from humans. So why then was she criticized? She had every reason to believe that the three fellows outside were a group of mortals who had no idea what they were talking about. Would you believe it if a complete stranger told you that a miracle was about to occur? So the answer given by several commentaries is that Sarah was not taken to task for not believing the words of the stranger. She was taken to task because she dismissed the words of the stranger. A man came to her home and he blessed her. He wished her well. He wished her very well. He wished her miraculously well. Why did she reject his blessing? Yes, it was impossible for her to bear children without a miracle. But she had seen miracles before. Why wouldn't she see them again? Hashem criticized her. She was a great prophet. She should have known better. Lama zet tzachaka Sarah. Why is Sarah laughing? Why is she saying, can I really bear a child since I'm old? Hipolei mi Hashem davar. Is there anything that is beyond Hashem's ability? No one told you to believe it as an absolute fact. But why didn't you answer, amen? Don't you think I can do miracles? That's the criticism of Sarah. When she heard this bracha from this stranger, she should have said amen. She should have said halavai. Rather, she said, that's ridiculous, it's nuts, it's crazy. That's the criticism. Life is full of quote-unquote impossible situations. But we believe in miracles. We pray for the sick, even for the supposedly hopelessly sick. Sick people get well, sometimes in spite of their doctor's predictions. Weak armies can sometimes defeat powerful armies, as in Hanukkah. Sad stories sometimes have happy endings. No, it doesn't always work out as we'd like it to, but we always have to maintain hope and faith that it will, or at least with Hashem's help, that it might. Let us always have faith that with the help of Hashem, the most wonderful and mind-boggling events can take place. May we always have reason to laugh for joy. And I hope you all said amen. Thanks for listening and have a good evening.